Welkom in de Bonsai Club, elke zondag tussen 7 en 8. Welkom in de Bonsai Club en vanavond hebben we een hele leuke uitzending. Wij praten met Tomoko Mukayama en zij is in Japan en we gaan ook in het Engels over vanaf nu. Welkom in de studio bij Phone, Tomoko.
And hello.
Hi, and thank you that you could make time to do the interview. I think you are in Tokyo right now.
Yes,
and you did a lot of projects in Amsterdam. So now you are in Tokyo. Could you reveal to us and the listeners what you are busy with now, with the project?
Thank you, Marinda. I'm actually in Japan now a month, and it is very strange. I saw, you know, the world was a little bit more global, and we share many elements and feeling and emotion at the same time. Doesn't matter where you are in the world, but it was not true because since last month, 4 weeks, we have been working in Tokyo, around Tokyo, and the situation here with COVID is not good, but it's compared to Netherlands, it's much less affected, let's say. Yesterday I found out the theater of Kabuki is fully booked, although they take 50% in the theater, but every night and daytime they have performances. So it's a very different situation here.
Yes. So going back, people go different with the situation. They react different.
It's much less strict, and there are more and more every day new cases. But number is much less than Europe. So. Yeah. Yes, that's the situation. But sorry, going back to your question, we have been creating new music cinema at the Hara Museum, which is very much a favorite museum for many people in Tokyo, and they are closing down on 11th of January. And we are luckily allowed to film there, and we have done the 5 days of shooting, and it's going to be I would say cinema music. So music is in the center of the film, but it is much more than, let's say, concert streaming, because there are a lot of different elements.
And so actually the visuals are completing the music and the music is completing the visuals. It goes together.
It is, yes. I think our work is very often visual and music goes as important as each other. But
yes, but that's what you always do. Actually, with your work, you always try to mix the world of fashion, music, visuals.
Yes. And
is it also that it's in your head like that?
yes. It's, I don't know. I'm not very fixed which one has a hierarchy. That's probably my approach. This time is, as you say, fashion is also a very important element for this music cinema. It's called, by the way, Two. In
Yes, because
it's a, yes, and it's a, in Two. The fashion is also very important element, but it's also the architects, architecture, and also the museum itself and space. And the artworks in that museum are very important for this film.
Yes. So can you explain us and the listeners why the Hara Museum had such an important value for Tokyo and for the arts?
I think there are many elements. First of all, they had very personal collection, and it was done by the this owner, Mr. Hara, and he has collected such a special and, as I say, personal artwork, and which has approached many visitors very strong way. It has the location. It's also very unique. You have to walk quite a long time from the station, and it's on the hill. So it's a very special place every time you visit. It has a beautiful garden, and their cafe restaurant was also very famous. So it's very special, quiet spot that you want to keep keep visiting.
Yes, so actually it's, if you visit it, you go to a place which is really quiet, and you have the time to look at the work. And can you also maybe reveal what kind of work was shown in that time?
I saw one, this French artist, Sophie Cao. She had, I think, two major solo programs. I saw it, I think, 2 years ago. It was, again, because the architect is so, the space and is so special. I mean, it used to be the villa, that's a house, and this family Hara was living. So you see in the first space is a salon, actually. It used to be salon. And there's also a sort of dining space, which has a beautiful window. You can see the backyards. And this, the people, artists who have the exhibition there, they really are invited to use that unique space as a part of their work. So that's why it's not, you know, something you make something and you just move a frame and to show in the museum. No, the artists themselves has very much connection to the location already.
Yeah, it's almost magic. The place is almost magic. Like if you go there to expose your work, then you really take care of the place as well.
Yes, it's a link. So the artist cares about this place, and of course, then you know, visitors also are very much connected strongly to the space. It's a very beautiful linked energy, I feel.
Yes, and what did a place mean for you?
Well, I have played personal with my connection with my music is that I played, I think it was maybe 4 years ago. I had several days gave a concert there, and it's. I always wanted to play there because it's. I knew back to maybe 20 years ago. They had some concert series, And if I'm not mistaken, like Martin Art and Ensemble went there and play, and and they had also probably half improvised Dutch music program, so it was somehow connected to the music which I appreciate and I also am familiar with. So I always wanted to perform there as a pianist.
Yes. And can you tell us and the listeners why now the museum is stopping or is going to close the doors?
Yes. Well, as far as I know, it is so that the building is actually getting old. So they need a lot of reconstruction to maintain the
Yes.
standard as let's say as a museum public space. So this is main reason. And probably because it's a private museum, the owner himself is not very young anymore. So it's probably it's a personal
Yeah.
reason. But it's we don't know.
Combination between financial and personal, like.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
after this music, we go to. No, sorry, Tomoko. So after this music, we go to the second part of the interview. On the phone, we have Tomoko Mukayama. And Tomoko, you are in Tokyo and you are doing the project too. And it's like a film music composition. And it's in the Hara Museum. And we talked about it earlier on. And you're working together with Reinier van Brummelen on this project as well. How is it for you to combine the music with the film?
Yes. Reinier van Brummelen, he came with me to Japan, and he dared to you know, do this quarantine, 14 days. And it was wonderful because it's it was very quiet, 14 days of preparation. We actually had online meeting every day, how to prepare, and we made also structure. We made very details of planning, and finally we went on the spot, and it was
so you could use the quietness of the situation actually.
Yes, yes.
And I hear a lot with musicians. I hear a lot that they can use the quietness of the situation. So, but then you also involve the mixed emotions of the situation we are in at the moment. Can you tell us a bit how the piece 2 is developed?
Yes, it's curious name, no? 2, and because there are 1, and we're making 2, and we are also preparing a 3, and there will be a 4, 5, 6. I don't know how many.
Because the 1 was in Mexico, right?
Exactly, and that's we're going to put the number on the series of our work. Between music and moving images.
Yeah.
And 1 was actually presented in Merida, Yucatan, Mexico in January this year. Actually, that was before Corona. In front of a cathedral, we had there are more like 600 people gathering, and we projected images, and there was also synchronized soundtrack, so we could be precisely together, live music and image. So that was the 1 and 2, and has a the subtitle is called In Transit, Hara Museum. And we considered this period as transit, because transit is somehow we stop, and this is not destination, but it's in the middle, and we are able to go somewhere else now, and it's exactly like we are stuck with COVID, but we are waiting for. To take a new step.
Yeah, and also for a solution for the COVID problem, actually, maybe. Or not solution, but the outcomes of the solution, so the answer of the problem.
Consequence of this issue.
I'm also very curious what will happen after. That's maybe also the part of the transition, that you don't know what is happening after. So that's also quite not disturbing, but it makes me curious.
Yes, we are already in the consequence, and there are many things already destroyed, and many things. There was many notification. I mean, we have discovered many new things already, and there are many things that became visible. So it is hard period, but it's very, in a way, there are so many things we also discovered last, is it now 9 months?
Yeah. What do you mean by discovered?
Well, there was things which, you know, which we are not aware of, which became so sort of visible, because, well, I would like to talk later about the structure, how we approach to our work and how the work are received. And I think more of, not only me, but many people are more aware of how art was functioning. We didn't really stopped and analyze it, because it's like very much normal things of our daily life, but it's because it's financially has in the danger to continue, and importance of art has become very big, but at the same time, also it's very, very fragile.
Yes.
So those discovery is quite big.
Yes, and also because of the financial lowerness, you have to get it somewhere else than the easy going way sometimes. And you put a lot of feelings also in the part two piece. The piece you can see on the internet. Can you tell us and the listener where you can find it? Because it's there on the 1st of January and the 2nd of January in Holland. Maybe you can point out that people can see the piece, because there's a lot of feelings in there, which you tell now, but also what you told us before, like the openness which you have on the different angles of art, like fashion and dancers and actors. Can you maybe tell the listeners a little bit about peace and when it will be shown online?
Good. I should if I say just two, it doesn't sound like a title, but the new piece is called Two. In Transit Hara Museum, that is the title. And we are now editing. Probably it's going to be 35, 40 minutes of cinema. This music cinema has elements such as, piano music, and
of course,
fashion. Yoji Yamamoto has borrowed us their collection of this season, so I am wearing the masterpiece of Yoji Yamamoto this season. It's black. They called the coat, I thought it as a dress, but they named it as a coat.
Okay.
I'm you see two person in this film, pianist and Mirai Moriyama, and he is a very known actor, but at the same time he is also dancer. He has his own project. He choreographed, and nowadays he is also very much involved Butoh dance.
Oh, okay.
So he has a lot of language in physically, but also because he is very active in film, also theater, and also TV. He's very often on the TV. So he knows where about a camera a lot. And I found it marvelous because he can also measure the camera, but he knows about
the angles
very
and
big
things like that.
capture, right? Theater presentation. So there's a dance, and there'll be actually the main character is a museum, let's say. Museum is the main thing. And we also has a very clear division of museum in the morning, museum in the night. And several works comes in this piece. And also there are also not only music, but also like a sound in the garden, natural sound, and even footstep would be like element of music.
So it's actually to honor the place and the building of the museum.
Probably that's the main thing, because it's about 2020. So that means we cannot avoid living together with COVID. It's one big thing which we all share, and also the fact this everybody's favorite museum in Tokyo would be closing. By the way, they have another location, so all the collection will be moved there. But
oh, the collection stays.
Of course, yes.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah.
Yes, it's about 2 hours 2 hours drive from Tokyo. But it's even though the building and the space would be closed, so therefore it's yes, we are capturing the last moment of museum and 2020.
Wow. And can you tell us and the listeners where they can find the live stream which you do?
That's very easy. We made platform on my website, which is www.tomoko.nl. If you go there, there'll be a page of video.
Yes.
So in there you can find easily. It's called True.
And that's on 1st of January and 2nd of January.
No, actually, that's a nice thing, because we would like to open it at the same time. And if you open it on 2nd of at midnight, it's naturally in Netherlands 8 hours before. Therefore, it's the 1st of January.
Yes.
And we're going to open it until 11th of January. That's the day the museum closed down.
Yeah.
So we will show 10 days, let's say.
Now we are back in the studio again, and we have Tomoko Mukayama aan de telefoon. En we gaan even in het Engels over, omdat het gewoon wat praktischer is. We hebben met Tomoko gepraat over het Hara Museum en haar werk Two in Transit. En we gaan nu even over naar het derde blokje. En daarin wilde ik eigenlijk behandelen hoe Tomoko omgaat met de verschillende soorten kunst en met de kunstenaars die haar benaderen. Welkom back in de studio, Tomoko. Yes. What I wanted to ask, there are a lot of artists that are coming to you with questions in this moment of life. And now you're busy with making like a construction in Japan for those artists, just as you had confidence in the art organization of 92. So maybe we can first put out what 92 is.
Yes, well, that's a bit too big to how to say that set. It's doing is this. We in between Netherlands and Japan has a very long history to exchange the ideas, philosophies, informations, and a lot of art. When we are at the Japan was closed down 400 years ago, Netherlands was the only country which could enter south of Japan. So we have very unique history, and it's I'm very honored. So we are still continuing this tradition,
Connection.
say. What I would like to say is that there are sometimes Dutch idea or Dutch organization or Dutch philosophy of or system, which is very unique in the world and which appealed to Japan a lot. And that happened again during this pandemic. As you know, because we are very active online, there are a lot of panel discussion, webinar, and there are many things, speeches, and many things are happening online. And I was also invited. One of the online event was organized by UNESCO. And naturally, they were very curious the situation in Netherlands. And I think by chance, I mentioned about Kunst in 92, which is we are also the member of this organization, which was founded in 92, obviously, to the main mission of them is that to connect all the disciplines organization, so which could be a museum, film festival, orchestra, opera, and dance, contemporary dance, and ensembles. So all the visual and also music, it's let's say all sort of art organization are connected as one, and they do the lobbying to get their working circumstance better and to keep their position and also the activity a healthy way. So that their main goal is to lobby the government so that the actually politics also support the art. So that's the structure of Kunsten 92. I have talked about this group during this panel discussion back to that was May, and then it was Japanese panel discussion. And surprisingly, it really appealed to a lot of people. And they said, wow, this is a wonderful idea. Can't we have same organization here in Japan as well? So that's how we started. It is not easy because, well, the probably in Netherlands as well after the war, it has a sort of a pillar structure. For instance, I have just learned in Netherlands as well the like religion or social background at each TV station, for instance. So the, so they went to the another the shops. So it used to be like that as well, but in Japan they are still. If you see the system of railroad, for instance, or subway, or bank, has a very strong pillar structure.
Yeah.
That means.
And what do you mean with the structure that you have to, that it's like every bank or organization has its own way of looking,
well,
in which they are influenced by finance, or
it's not connected to as a one thing that's it's so it's a pillar. So it stands itself, and it lacks the connection with the, well, if you take the bank to another bank, and the whole bank is not connected as one thing.
And how is that structured in art then?
So it's the same thing. For instance, if you take dance, contemporary dance, and ballet, and Japanese dance, and Buto has very individual being, and they hardly have a link to
each other,
provide themselves. Yes, so that's.
And do the makers, do they long for the invitation to the other pillow? So do they long for, like, if you do the classical ballet, do you long to speak to somebody who does the modern dance or something like that? Is there a longing between makers to meet each other?
Longing means like emotionally?
Yeah, like do they desire to meet each other?
I don't know. I don't know, but it's... I mean, it's naturally they could be curious, but it doesn't have
It's not in the reality. Yeah.
So, because of COVID, all the especially the performance art was in danger because immediately the theater and music hall were closed, so they stopped getting the income. So they are now forced to look for the link actually, because they have to be connected, otherwise you cannot, you know, to have a voice to speak out of this dangerous situation. So it last few months there are several groups were founded, and which is very unusual, but these groups are again very much based on their own discipline. So the idea of Kunsten 92, introducing that to Japan, brought us to, you know, now you say a desire to be
able to view.
No, we are wishing to be together. So we are seeking the manner and the way how we could be connected.
Yeah.
So that's that is last activity we are now busy with, let's say.
Yeah, but then also I think because you are so open in how you approach like music, dancers, performers, fashion, then it would be really nice to be like spill in that for an organization like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Our idea, how we are approaching, is that we're going to make a big umbrella. So it's a big umbrella,
yeah,
where all this big and different and small,
yeah,
different disciplines, organization
can have their own identity.
Yes.
And then have the possibility to go on.
Yes, of course. Yes, and it's that's a different place. The umbrella would be just covering everything, and we'd like to, mm-hmm, to pick up the world, how the other organizations are seeking, actually.
Yeah. Good. So that's the new initiative now as well in Japan.
Yes, I hope this is going to be realized, because it would be wonderful to share, you know, such a great, unique Dutch idea, a philosophy, to, mm-hmm, be imported to Japan.
Yeah, that would be lovely, actually, because then you can forward every knowledge and every, I don't know what the English word is, ambat.
Yeah.
You can make it go forward then.
Yeah.
Good. And how do you feel to be in Japan now?
Complex feeling, I must say, because you are now 2 days serious, strict lockdown,
mm-hmm,
and yes, winter is in the middle of winter, and Christmas is almost there, and it's a difficult, no, and it's here it's a little bit different. I have probably here a little bit more freedom,
mm-hmm,
and I feel a bit guilty. And a little bit, yes, because and I'm just wondering, how could I share the energy which I am gaining because I'm in a different place,
mm-hmm,
to the people and the family and the friends in Netherlands.
Yeah, how can you give that?
It's a sharing. It's yes.
Yeah, I think you made quite an effort actually to publish the online version of your piece.
I hope so. I think this is the, well, I mean, we artists all do what we can do at this moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this nature of the artist, I think, but this, mm-hmm, has been extreme for all of us, and in the end of 2020, I feel very privileged that I was able to bring this up.
Yeah. Well, and I think if people look at the project, they will be feeling privileged as well, that they can look at it, you know, that they can enjoy it. So I think it goes a bit up and down, up and down. So I want to thank you for the interview, Tomoko.
Thank you so much. It's I wish you you and all the listener stay safe and be in touch.
Yeah. That's the main thing, to be in touch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, Marinda. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Dit was de Bonsai Club. Ik heb gesproken met Tomoko Mukayama. Ik wil haar ontzettend veel succes wensen met al haar projecten. En voor u een goede avond.